Tonight's Shir Simon on Gimel, Sif Chav, through Chav Dalid, Sif Chav. Im Echad Roitze Loimet Tfila Bishvil Oviv, Vechad Roitze Loimet Shvil Acher. A person wants to daven for his father, another wants to daven for someone else. Misha Yirtze HaKol, Shiyomar Tfila Hu Yomar. The one that Siba prefers will daven for the Amid. Mr. Burr explains, Sif Chav, Montes Bishvil Oviv, Perish Meaning Shemes Oviv. He wants to daven for his father passed away, he's an Ovil. He wants to daven like Avelim do. Saying that tefillah, daven for the Omid, is a bigger zechus than just saying the Kaddish. It's a bigger mitzvah. And the other person wants to daven for the person he wants to daven for. If katan samach sheyirtze hakol, that tzibur decides who they want to daven. Hatam, the reason is the davka Kaddish yachalom bishvul aviv ve'en ushus b'yadakol etchoso. When it comes to saying a Kaddish, he has the right to say the Kaddish for his father, and the tzibur can't stop him. Aval, lo yochel yoshiach hakahal yisbala akarcham. He can't take the omid and daven representing the tzibur without the tzibur's acquiescence. Well, the inyan zeh, when it comes to this, who gam ken kamo b'shiach tzibur, it's no different than any appointee of the tzibur, the shiach tzibur, to daven for the omid, shein yochel moicha, that an individual doesn't protest. In other words, based on what we said earlier, that times have changed. We don't let a single person make a mechah, because then they'll never get anything done because of machlekes. So here too, we're not going to have one person be mecha. We follow the majority or the committee in charge of this, as we quoted before in the name of the Achronim. Yesh mekoymes, there are places. Sheyesh lehem takona beis hakneses. They have a takona in the shul. They do not allow an oval to daven for the omid. They have a set sheikh tzibur, and the set sheikh tzibur davens, and we don't let the avelim go up and daven during their avelis. We're not going to stop such a takana. The reason of the takana is because there were people who were ignorant. They didn't know and understand the brachas and tefillas. Va'oymim ta'us ve'igazilusa. They'd say it with mistakes, and it would be a bizayin. L'chein tikna afilu al hayoidim, and therefore they're takana for everyone, even those who knew better. Shlo yisbal, they shouldn't daven for the omid. Mishum delo, they say the ansuyi, shouldn't come to machlegas. And they can have such a takana. Achein v'malkam delaka takana minikavua, but there are places that don't have such takana, and they don't have a set minik. Then mitzvah alcohol in the echel avil ispal. Then it's a mitzvah for the tzibur to allow the avil to daven. Should nachas ruach lemeis, it does give a nachas ruach to the nifter umatzilo medino shel gehenim, and it spares the deceased from a judgment of gehenim. Umio, however, vaday kishein yochel lachtoch oisus v'kadoyim. If the sheikh tzibur, the avil, if the avil who wants to be sheikh tzibur cannot properly pronounce the letters. Ain lo li espalaf ne omud, he should not be davening for the omud. Kasa magenavan magenavamaitz im yesh avel u mohel. What if there's an avel and there's a mohel on the day of the bris, and the minute was the mohel down for the omud? Nidche ha avel min hatfila machmas a mohel. The mohel gets the omud, not the avel. V'yom shemeis wa avel ve'im o shakoyr in yortzayt. Now the day of the anniversary of the death of a parent, we call it yortzayt. Doicha la mohel v'la avel. He'll push aside the mohel and the avel yud b'chadish. Now this is, again, if this is the rule of the tzibur, they're not makbid. If there's a number of possible chiyuvim, the tzibur has the right to choose. Sifkot and samach aleph, hu yomar, the tzibur gets to pick which chiyuv damas for the amid, ubetfilis mariv, shu einu keneged tamidim. Now, the Tfilas Mariv, which is not corresponding to the Tomat Shashach or Tomat Shabbanabayim, but Keneged Evorim Upadorim, it's for the fats and limbs burning on the Mizbeach. Efshdein Serach Das Bailim, maybe you don't need the Tzibur's consent. Vein HaKol Yechom La'akiv La'ov L'Spal Mariv, and the Tzibur cannot stop the Ovel from davening. The Mitzvah Shispal Mishemes Ovel, because we said before, it is a Mitzvah for the Ovel to daven, even for a Mariv. Certainly it's not kedai to get into a machlokes over any mitzvah with the tzibur. As will be explained afterwards in Sifkan Samachay. Seif Chavalef. Ein lemano sheikh tzibur al pisar oved gilulim. We do not appoint a bal tefillah shliach tzibur based on the nomination of the non-Jewish mayor, leader of the city. The sar oved gilulim has no say. Aval pisar rov tzibur chafetzim, even if most of the tzibur is happy with this particular person to daven. So what is the mayor doing? What's this officer doing? The non-Jew is asking the minority to agree. The minority has the right to protest. The minority, as I say, we don't want to appoint him to begin with. And this non-Jewish official, politician, is getting involved that the minority should go along with the majority. We don't follow that. Chalila, that we should determine how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the wishes of the non-Jew. Siv Chav Beis. Shliach Tzibur B'Socher Odef Tefei B'Nedava. It's better to pay a Baal Tefillah than to have the Baal Tefillah do it out of the goodness of his heart for nothing. The Rambam says, "Ve'ein la'odim l'spalel below rotsan kol." No Baal Tefillah should get up and down without the will of the tzibur. The kol mi shemispal bechazka, and anyone who gets up and forces his way to the amid v'derech almus, and he uses his strength of will and position to take the amid, ein oinin amen achab bichosof. We don't answer amen. That's our protest. We just don't answer amen to his brachos. Mishnah Berurah. If it's better to pay a shliach tzibur, because when you pay someone to do the job, no one else can go up there and take the yomit. If someone is hired to do it, no one else can say, I'm doing it instead. If he just volunteers, then anyone could go up there. And once it's just hefker, anyone will go up, even someone who's not fit. And on top of that, there's another benefit to pay the shliach tzibur. When you pay a shliach tzibur, he's being much more careful with his tefillas and do it properly. He's being paid for it. Even if it's available to find someone who'll do it for free, you should pay a shliach tzibur anyway, and the poor people of the community have to contribute, because it's better to pay the shliach tzibur than to have him do it for nothing. A person should not daven without the rotzen of the kohel, o l'skoyat, or blow shofar. Without the kohela's consent, he shouldn't blow shofar. Sivkan samachay below rotzon. Now, people shouldn't fight over mitzvahs. Go on Galila, Sefer Torah, Kiyotzibu, who gets Galila, and anything similar. Shai Sheninu, we learned, Hatsenu'im, Moshchim Esideihem, Lechem Aponim. The Kahanim that were Tsenua would hold their hands back from Lechem Aponim. Vagargronim, Choitvim. And those that had poor midos would grab. Vachil Sechem Aponim, he missed it. Samisi, Lechem Aponim. But the Tsenuim would hold back. They're not going to get into Machlegis over mitzvahs. Who pashut the dafkam a mitzvah tiskayim adachin. Of course, this is only if the mitzvah will be fulfilled with somebody else. Alim hamitzvah tisbatal agami. But if the mitzvah won't happen, gon hachnosis orchim, like bringing in guests, oh hachzakas talmud Torah, or supporting the talmud Torah. V'yesh b'yad limchos, and he has the right and the ability to protest and make a sting and a machlekes even to get the funds to run Hachlas Zorachim and Hachlas Talmud Torah, bevadai mechuyiv limchos kedei l'hachzik ha-mitzvah. In such a case, of course, he's got to be vocal and he's got to protest. Shamidina koifin al yonim keilu. The halacha, we force the tzibur to spend money on these things. K'mavor b'choshem mishpat, simen kuf samach gimel sef alf ha-hagoh, v'soif si'iv gimel, this is clear in choshem mishpat, simen kuf samach gimel sef alf the ramah, and so sef gimel. So, yes, it's true, we don't fight over mitzvahs as long as the mitzvah is going to happen. But if the mitzvah is not going to happen, people are ignoring it, you got to make a ruckus to make sure the mitzvah is done. Sivkan samach vav, if someone grabs the amud and he's not supposed to and he forces his way, ain't oin, we don't need some amud. She'ein zemavarech elamanat. It's his brachas on brachas. It's disgusting. Shnelik says, but se'a berchnes Hashem, the criminal's bracha is disgusting in the eyes of Hashem. Se'if chav gimel. Schar shi'ech tzibur per mikupas akohol. the wage of the Shliach Tzibur is paid from the community funds. Afal Pisha Shliach Tzibur Motzi Hadal Kasher, even though the Shliach Tzibur is Motzi everyone the same, the poor and the wealthy. But of course, the poor cannot contribute to the same degree as the wealthy, and that's not relevant. Some say the collection has to be half by sheer number, how many people there are. Each one gives X amount. And then there's an additional amount that you give according to your wealth. So there's the standard membership, and then there's the guardian membership. There's the amount that you pay as a standard, as a member of the Kehila, you got to pay X amount. Everyone's got to pay that. And then if you could give more, you give more. V'chein hu minig hakiz, that is the minig of the Kehilas. Mishtabur sifkatan samich zayin, sechar sheikh sibur. The wage of the sheikh sibur. In Simon and Hay, coming up, we talk about dividing it half according to your wealth, half according to the people. I am the Sefer Eliyarabba Shemachalek, the Bechazin Shani and Shom. The Eliyarabba says it's different by Chazin. The implication is that the Goyin says the Mechaber changes his position from here to over there. In other words, over here, the Mechaber is basically saying, it's lifi mamon, not lifi nefeshes. The Ramah says it's half and half. Half lifi nefesh, half lifi mamon. So later on in Simon and Hay, it seems he's going with the Ramah's mahalach. Se'iv katan samech ches, mikupas hakol. So the wage of the Shliach Tzibur comes from the community coffers. She'nigvis lifi mamon, which is collected according to your wealth. Se'iv katan samech ches, chetzi v'chulu. The Ramah says, no, part of it goes lifi nefeshes. Ki yesh svara loymar, there is a logic to say, the poor man needs the chazan just like the wealthy man. Sometimes the wealthy will give more money for a chazan with a beautiful voice. The ani doesn't have to daven, they daven somewhere else. This is the pshara they made. Half lefi mamon, half lefi nefashos. Se'iv katan ayin hakehilo. So this is the meaning of the kehilos. But Da'achim Moshe Kosef, Da'achim Moshe writes, Dominican in the same, Dominican Armedina, Dalva Osh and Noisna Beshava. The poor and the wealthy give the same. That's the half according to Nefashas. The Gam, Mikol Nisuin, Magialo, Kafi Nadan, and for every wedding he gets, according to the dowry, that's the Chesfi Maman. So evidently they tied into the Chazan's salary a percentage of the nadan at the wedding, because at a wedding you need a chazan, and then he's going to perform the ceremony not as the Messiah Kedushin, but as the chazan. So the chazan salary was set first by a simple base salary that everyone contributed, and then he would get an additional stipend for the weddings that he performed at, literally performed at, and then it would be a percentage of the nadan. Ulevush kasa, Ulevush writes, if there is no set minig, then it shouldn't be by nefashos, it goes by wealth. This is all described in Chosh HaMishpat. But I am a Da'achim Moish, if you look at Da'achim Moish, it's implied from him, even the poskim who say it goes by the wealth of the members of the community, that has to do with paying the Sheikh Tzibur who davens Yom HaRoyim. The bezesfir lufim, and that's lufim moment. Ki ashir machmas ashram lo yuchel atzeis mi vatei lanicha meikam. The wealthy people can't leave their homes; they have to stay home, so they need to pay for a sheikh tzibur to come to town. Vaniim yichom lelech al yitim halol yoycheres. The poor people don't have to stay home for Yom Kippur; they can go anywhere they want. They don't have no riches and wealth to watch over; they can just go someplace else, so they don't need the sheikh tzibur as much. Mashengim sheikh tzibur shesorch and kol shalom. Now, when you get a sheikh tzibur for the rest of the year, then you don't look at money, you look at the people, and they're all the same. Se'iv Chavdalet. Tzibur shetzvichin lisko rav, ushliach tzibur. A tzibur that needs to hire a rav and a baltfila. They can't afford the cantor and the rabbi, one or the other. Imirav muvak v'godl b'terabaki b'harol, if the rav is an experienced great person who knows Torah and is an expert in answering shaylas, who could, he comes first. Vimlav, if not, then Sheikh Tzibur could, then get the cantor, get the Sheikh Tzibur. Mishtabur, Sifkot, Ayin Alef, who could, then he comes first. Avogav the yechzer lehem ayidei zeh mitzvah tefillah. Now, if you hire the rav, you're going to miss out on the mitzvah tefillah. You have no shir tzibur. Shloyeh lehem mishi yotzim nechavos. They don't have someone to be motzi them. Zeh shiyeh rav u'moretzah tzedek yishiyodim taras Hashem u'mishpateh adif min tefillah. You see that to have a rav who can teach them taras Hashem, teach them the halachas, that's more important than tefillah. If look at Be'er Locha, we describe how important this obligation is on every single city. Chesam Sofer writes in Tshuva, they're called Anshia Yir Mechayav Litain Lezer. Everyone in the city has to contribute for the fund to hire the Rav. And no one can say, Ein ani tzarech l'rav ha-mortzik. I don't need a Rav ha-mortzik. To be called Mokum Tzarech Lisav O-mortzik, he has to at least participate with the Tzibra's burden. Do me the call anchi yir mechayel nitein al ha-mikveh, no different that everyone has to contribute to the mikveh, ayin sham look there. Sifkan ayin beizrim lav, and if not, if you don't find such a rav, then takatei the shir tzibur. But it's a loymer, meaning to say, kim the lav ha-chi lo yuchil ha-hoyos la-om, since anyway he can't teach the people, heich shis nago pietor, how to conduct themselves according to the Torah, if that's the case, shir tzibur kar, then stick to shir tzibur. Shir tzibur ma-koparim de-chavas mitzvil, at least he could be moed to them that tzvilas. So you take a look at the Be'er Halacha Sheikh Tzibur. It's an amazing Musar Shmuz and a critique of the time Chavetz Chaim lived on this Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Ayin Mishneh Berurah. Look at Mishneh Berurah. V'nuvei Metshuvas Rosh. The origin is the Rosh, that if it's a choice of Baal Tefillah or a Rav, then stick with the Rav. He'll teach you Torah that's more important than Tefillah. U'mizeh Yireh Ha'odom. From this a person should see. Goydel HaChiyuv Al Kol Ir. How great is the responsibility on every city? Lisker lehem rav sheyor lehem b'mitzvah sater u'mishpateh eich lesnaik. To hire a rav who will teach them how to keep the mitzvahs of the Torah, how to conduct yourself. Lo yu ki ivrim hamagashim b'feilah. You shouldn't be like the blind who grope. Who grope in the dark. Da'afilu im ayidei zeh nidchis legam im mitzvahs feilah. Because even if that means they won't daven at all, they'll have no mitzvahs feilah. No to mitzvahs to them. Gam kein ha-chiyav ha-zehu kodim, this chiyav comes first. U-befrat, especially, im anshiyah yir-yuchom, gam kein l'spar la-asman. If the people know how to daven, they daven themselves. Bevadei zeh kodim, and of course, it's more important to get a rov than a cantor. U-mizeh yimolu reses u-fachad, ezeh me-hayoros ha-nimso mi-chutz la-medina, and this should fill with trepidation and fear these communities beyond the Medina. She'ein lehem rav u'meret tzedek b'yom. They don't have a rav and meret tzedek. V'avon gadol hu k'mosh b'yom. This is a terrible sin, as we explained. Hagam she'loichin lehem shoychid u'boid. Now they do hire a shoychid, and a boidik who can make sure it's not a trefa. Im kol zeh al tzvichim le'ish meret tzedek. You still need a rav to paskin she'yor lehem dini shabbos v'yontif. He has to teach you dini shabbos, dini yontif. Hichas pesach ha'chamur. This serious lich alochas pesach. V'dinei tefilas mikveh, the halachas of immersion in a mikveh, the kol prati hichas nida, and all the details of hichas nida, u'shar dinei Torah Sinai Kadosh, and all the other dinim of the Holy Torah, asher yaso, some other mechayim that you're supposed to do. Im lo shah shoychid u'boidik shalem, hu lamdan gadol, unless perhaps you found a shoychid u'boidik, who is a tremendous lamdan, u'baki b'chadri ha'tar, he's familiar with all the chambers of the Torah. V'yesh lo smicha al ha-ro'os ne'ha-gedolim ha-meforsamin de-medina, and he has a smicha to paskin shaylos from the great giants that are well known in the land. V'kol shkein she'yesh le'sorichim l'shir tzibim for some, and especially when you find these communities that have the money to hire a well-known popular shir tzibim, le'menagin gadol, beautiful singer, bad kama meos rubel kesev l'shana, and they're going to pay hundreds of rubel per year. She nagin lehem, but kol lehem, they should sing so beautifully. Ubashir kazev, the same money. Haychel mikach lehem rav amar tzedek, begam shiach tzibur. They could afford both a rav and an ordinary shiach tzibur. She yuchalav lefnei atei, b'shaz, yontav ha-shoim, kippur, he could dive for the yomid, Shabbos, yontav ha-shoim, kippur, k'sheb, b'midnesin, like in our places. And he won't be such a beautiful voice. But so what? He knows the daven. He fulfills the requirements. And certainly, if this is what they do, those prayers will be accepted in Shemayim. Masha'en kinata, as opposed to what happens today, she's masa shiach sibu hu shloshim shemayim, they point to shiach sibu and it's not lishmo. As a nemar on that, we say, nosna alai b'kolo, al-kein sinesia, she raises her voice and I hate it. The city is going to go downward spiral. No one guiding them in the ways of Hashem. They'll end up in Michal Shabbos and Yontif and Chas Hashem eating chametz. Who even knows what other Chiv Kares is Chas Hashem? This is his allusion to the Hilchos Nida. Hashem Yishmarenu Me'anoshim Ge'ela. The Baruch should protect us from such people. So Chavetz Chaim takes this opportunity to bemoan the reality that people were willing to put up big money to get one of Chazonim. They're not interested in learning Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Yontif, and getting a Rav who can pass Kolim Shailos. That is a misguided sense of how to appropriate the community funds.